Big changes are coming to Tampa International Airport. Airport CEO Joe Lafano joins us to talk about those changes, along with TIA's competition, the effort to attract new airlines, and customer dissatisfaction with the airline industry. Lopano joins us for a Florida Matters Newsmaker special this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, Lopano, who's been on the job for 4.5 years, says one of the reasons he was hired was his success in attracting international flights.
A special focus was really placed on international, and I remember during my interview process, they asked if I thought we could get international flights, and I said, well, of course we can. We're 5 million people. And they said, well, Tampa doesn't have 5 million people. And I said, Tampa Airport is an airport for an entire region that has 5 million people. And sure enough, we've been quite successful.
Now, when you arrived, the only international flights coming in and out of Tampa were, besides Canada, London's Gatwick, and then San Juan, Puerto Rico, Grand Cayman.
That's correct.
Was pretty much it, right?
That was
so,
it.
So mm-hmm. How many are locked in now?
Well, we've taken British Airways to London has gone from 5 times a week to daily service. We've added 3 times a week service to Zurich, Switzerland. We've added 5 times a week service to Panama City, Panama. We've added flights to Cuba. And now in September, we're going to add 4 times a week service on Lufthansa to Frankfurt, Germany.
Now, that's a big one, too. And you used to
that's
work
huge.
For Lufthansa.
I did used
did
to work.
Did that have any influence in their decision?
Well, it really did not. But we had some good times talking about the old days, and we all knew the same people. So they're a great company.
Now, it is business, and these flights have to sell or the carriers are going to pull out. How confident are you that the demand is here for these flights in Tampa?
Yeah, Carson, that's a very good question. We use a lot of data, and it's sort of like Moneyball. We don't go after a market unless we know that there's demand for that market. The worst thing that could happen to us is to have an airline pull out after they start service. So the hardest thing to do is to make an airline successful. The second hardest thing to do is to get them in the market.
Seems like most folks, now this is anecdotal on my part, most folks in this area still think of Orlando when it comes to international flights. They've scheduled nonstop flights to 50 destinations throughout the year. Some of them are seasonal. Is Orlando your main competitor?
Yeah, it is. And over the years, I would say that Tampa should have been trying harder to get more international flights and just did not. And Orlando was the beneficiary of that. We're now very, very competitive. We're out marketing to every airline that could serve the market. And in fact, Disney is only 1 hour away from us. So Edelweiss, as an example, used to fly to Orlando. They switched over to Tampa. They took their flight and brought it to Tampa instead.
Well, how do you make that argument? How do you sell an airline on Tampa over what is arguably the biggest tourist destination in the nation?
Yeah, it's sort of a balance. What we can sell is that you're an hour away from Disney and you're an hour away from Sarasota and Anna Maria and Clearwater and the beaches. So you can get both when you fly into Tampa. You can have a week on the beach and you can drive to see Disney, whatever you want to do. It's a more central location.
Now, closer to home, St. Pete Clearwater International Airport is now reporting a third month of record-breaking passenger traffic this summer. In fact, July was their highest passenger traffic ever in its history. Domestic traffic up 31%, thanks mainly to Allegiant. International traffic up 22%. So now St. Pete is, of course, nowhere near the size of Tampa International, but do you consider their presence a threat?
No, I do not. I mean, I think they serve a very niche market. I mean, Allegiant is a very specialized carrier. They don't serve many markets daily. They usually go 2 or 3 times a week. They serve secondary markets. And the reality is, if our hotels are full and we're creating jobs, then that's our real purpose. That's the reason we exist. So we'll be the big airport, and they can be the small airport, as long as the region benefits with more jobs.
You can hear more of our one-on-one interview with Tampa International Airport CEO Joe Lopano on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.